This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, well, thank you. Just shaking my head in bemusement at that North Korean item. Someone in that government clearly has too much time on their hands.
Yeah, that's
what they're worried about.
Yeah, you would really think that the poverty, famine, and all sorts of other issues that they're facing aren't very much of a concern. I think anyone can fit into skinny jeans there because there's no food.
Yeah, fair point.
Anyway, an Australian Catholic University launches an academic program on the study of ancient Israel. That's incredible.
It's a great story, and there have been in the past at Macquarie University, which is also here in Sydney, a program on ancient Israel, but that one sadly collapsed. And now, thanks to the foresight of the Australian Catholic University, which has a very good relationship with the Jewish community, and a number of donors from within the Jewish community, this is Australia's now only academic program dedicated to the study of ancient Israel. And what is planned is the course will be a full major. You can major in ancient Israel. A archaeological dig is planned, obviously in Israel, at one of the sites of the Bronze Age from what was, you know, a Canaanite city, etc. The plan is to create a virtual museum at the university in collaboration with Israel Museum, with the Israeli Antiquities Authority. So it's really taken very seriously, and there will be attached courses in biblical studies, classical Hebrew, other ancient languages, etc. So it's really a foresight and vision on the part of the university, on the part of donors from within the Jewish community, and Professor Gil Davis, who's a key driver of this, interestingly, comes from a background in selling real estate and then sort of saw the light, and he's now a professor at the university and very much one of the drivers of this great initiative.
Amazing. Really, really an incredible thing. And it's just through education that is obviously the best way to reach people and to give context to what people are seeing today, without which is very, very difficult to fully understand. Anti-Semitic motions passed by student union at Sydney and Melbourne University. Case in point.
This is exactly right. So still in the university sector, but exactly a case in point to what you had just said. So late last week, Melbourne University, and then followed a couple of days later by Sydney University, which are the two oldest universities in the country, their SRC, Student Representative Councils, or Student Unions, as they're also called, both passed terrible anti-Semitic motions, obviously, and directed against Israel. And talking about horrendous, about settler colonial apartheid states, being Israel, accusing Israel of massacres, forced expulsion, ethnic cleansing,
All of the buzzwords thrown in, but words without meaning. Just those that elicit emotion.
So first Melbourne University, followed days later by Sydney University. The good news is that the official Melbourne University body itself, the council, has come out condemning what the students did there. So that was the good news, and it has come out unequivocally saying this anti-Semitic motion is not the position of the University of Melbourne. So that was the good news. It's this motion by the student union prompted the university itself to come out and denounce the student union's anti-Semitic motion. And then, you know, sadly, as I say, followed a couple of days later by the student council at Sydney University. So it's obviously something which seems to be gaining momentum. Obviously, expectedly, you know, all the Jewish organizations have come out condemning, etc. But the good news, as I say, is that Melbourne University official body has condemned this, but it doesn't stop these sorts of toxic motions sadly gaining momentum.
Absolutely terrible. Really, really just not unexpected. As you say, it's happening all around the world. Why should Australia be immune to it? But it is sad nevertheless. Establishment of Jewish Cultural Centre to get underway.
But this is, we've talked about it before, and there's been a lot of movement happening. And this is, listeners are familiar with North American and South American communities know that the JCCs, as they are called, Jewish Cultural Centers, are pretty popular in the north, on the North and South American continent. And that is what is being planned, and now more than planned, here in Sydney. And there used to be a club called the Hakoah Club, Hakoah meaning the word for strength, which was formed in the years after World War II, and Hakoah being a celebrated Jewish soccer team in Austria. And immigrants who came here from that part of the world set up a soccer team here, and it actually got into the first division here in Sydney. So it was a really high-caliber Jewish soccer team. And that soccer team spread out and became actually a social club. The club closed down some years ago, and there's now a whole massive new venture happening, and $50 to $60 million have already been raised. The president of the committee, his name is Stephen Lowy. His father and with the three Lowy sons have been the people behind Westfield, which is an international conglomerate shopping center. They sold out of the shopping center recently. But one of the Lowy sons, Stephen, is now president of this amazing initiative to build a Jewish community center here in Sydney. So they'll have everything and anything, sports fields, swimming pools, function rooms, yoga, you name it, it'll be there. And it'll be a one discrete venue. So it'll be a fantastic initiative when it's happening. So building is actually getting underway. It'll obviously take a good couple of years to come to fruition. But in the meantime, the initiative is well underway. Several thousand members of the community have already joined, notionally joined, even though there's nothing yet to be seen there. But it's a great initiative, and it's getting underway.
Absolutely incredible. It really is amazing that this is happening. This is where we leave it. It is 6:56. Vic Allardyce, thank you, as always, bringing us the latest news from Australia.